her both ears except for Tina and for Tom's prescription. But she's fine, but we have a comfortable course. Thank you all for coming. And we have a new guest, Janine.
Well, I'm not going to be here in late May, so I'm coming today.
But you're coming in July.
And then I'm in June. Yeah, I'll be there all day.
In July.
But I'll come to the June meeting and we'll.
Are you going to have a new team again in July, or do you get any experienced hands?
We don't know yet.
Oh, no, okay.
It's always a crapshoot.
And on game day, she's the boss.
There is. Well,
okay.
Actually, what day is that day? Every day she's the boss.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say that.
Okay, first question, we'll be out here in an hour, no less, but does anyone have to leave earlier than that? No? We'll try and answer them out. Okay, so we have an agenda in front of us, and we actually meant to take as Janet reminded me that I really should stick with the agenda because it makes our job a whole lot easier. Very convincing argument. So I am not about to disagree with her. She's very absolutely right. So may we adopt the agenda for today's meeting? Okay, that's it. Approve minutes. Before we do that, let's adopt the minutes. May I have someone to move the minutes?
I'll move.
Yeah, Peter, seconded. Five, ten. Okay, so now then, let's just go through the minutes if you may, because it covers just some territory and make sure we haven't missed anything. So if I may, let's just go through the minutes. What do we have here? We have photography. Yes, Tina did forward a sample of the commission thing that they used out of the minutes. And so, a disclaimer, I guess is the word, that I sent out. Do you know if there's any views in the
town? Well, I passed it by the town again, because yeah. They had originally discussed it with them, and they said nothing was required. So I showed them the what Tina had sent, and they're still of the staff, and that we don't need to worry about it. It's a public event,
okay.
And we don't need to worry about photography.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
And if that's their views, we're happy with that. I will continue to work then with my photographer friends and to line up more people and get that in position. If they want to sign or something explain what they're doing, then we can bring that in back to the committee for discussion.
Yeah.
It may be they would like, but I don't know.
Yeah, they might. But I don't know. I think the town would have the same chance on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I guess we can skip through matters until we get to the part of the agenda. Budget. We're covering Mosaic at the budget because you were going to do that. I did talk to Anne about the Community Foundation, and she talked to the mayor, and the mayor thought that maybe there are better sources if they needed to go to, and then I found it the t-shirts. I found it out some t-shirts, so the immediate demand was that it was Ms. Matt, see advertising, power, table template, on t-shirts. Okay, so let's go back then to council. I don't believe there are any recommendations to council or referrals from council.
Not that I...
Right. Okay. Okay, so business and writing. We talked about photography. I've got that cleared up and I'll follow up with that. Susan.
Good. Confirmed is the smoky guy, Lars, and just confirmed Ice Cream Dreams as well, same as last year.
Okay.
We have, and I've reached out to the people in Dublin, the older people. I don't know if they need an extra ice cream vendor, sure does it as well.
Island Suits?
No, Island Suits was number three, they came in last.
Okay.
Because, just in terms of people getting a hold of it. Island Suits could be a good thing. I guess I want to throw this out to the group here. We put the food vendors down in the parking lot by the shore. And that's worked out fine. And there's been that gap between the stage and the dunk tank that we kind of want to fill up a little bit. We treated the shore as a partner, and they are. They provide $100 in food certificates. But they are essentially just that. I mean, they don't take a larger role. Would it be too much to add another? I mean, we can reach out and get another food or ice cream booth and put it on the grass towards the stage a little bit, just to create that and still have something down there. Is that too much?
I know.
It does the new food truck down there.
There is
doing pasta. And
yeah, he's the new replacement. He's out of commission for a while. I can do that.
Yeah, but I heard it's
be good.
Yeah,
but awesome. You know, so you know, I don't think it would be too much because the ice cream greens guy is in high volume. We can create different places. There's different types of food, and if we they're all going to do well anyway,
yeah.
Right?
So is this soft ice cream or hard ice cream?
Which one?
Well,
the guy who had last year, he said,
sorry?
What's that?
The short one.
The short sells it off with the last.
So hard ice cream would be working well then.
Yeah, hard ice cream was there last year. Now, he's not a high volume producer, mm-hmm. That's the thing, but he's very happy with how things went, and mm-hmm. his customers worked through the next mm-hmm. So if we replace another one, I mean, it's several hundred meters down there.
Oh, it's for sure.
And maybe invited the pasta guy, like you say, Ken.
Pasta, or there's that pizza guy, too.
Where's the pizza guy?
He's out of Parksville.
Okay. I mean, tempted because the pasta guy is over by Nakanana, right?
Yeah.
You know, but maybe invite him down for the day.
Yeah.
So we have an ice cream and a food between the dunk tank and the station. Yeah. That fills the gap and provides an audience for the entertainment.
Yeah.
And then have the other guys down, and that's
I think that makes sense.
Well, I think, yeah,
it's a long way away from
the It's show. A long way away, and yeah. They're not...
Well, I think it benefits the food people because there's not the ridiculous lineup, mm-hmm. and people don't give up on it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just more
okay. Okay, I'll pursue that. I just want your...
Go to the chair. Again, and make sure they still have coffee, because a beverage would be nice. Because one thing you don't really have is something that really dispenses by flight that could look after coffee. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure that top guy could specifically invite him, and he could sell coffee drinks.
I'd buzz, yeah, I'm not sure, but yeah.
Yeah, and you've had good reports on the call over there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll reach out to him, and that's okay. Good.
I think that was a nice gap there, and they moved him up and completely destroyed. You say, the line is there so long.
Great truth.
Yeah, but you have to be patient.
And then, you know, I let her know, and Lindy, and Judith started to open up. I mean, she's... Says all right, you know, it's great, but you know, we've worked with him in the past, and it's been great. They're fine, but they just look at it, but yes, right.
Are we going to get some certificates from them?
Yes, we did last year, and we will this year.
Have you asked them for that or not?
We succeeded last year at $100.
Yep.
So 4 times 25 or 5 times 20.
Yeah.
And we used them for St. John Andrew.
This year? Are we
not yet this year. I haven't asked them. I have no doubt that I will get them.
Should I ask them, or do you want to do it?
I asked them last year if you want to take that on, that's great, but
I'll do that.
You want to do that? You know pretty well?
Only from my interactions with them before.
Okay.
Yeah. They may not recognize me.
They'll recognize me.
They're called.
No, but I mean, their best contact is by email, actually, and Lindy and I have a communications right line.
Oh, we did it last year. Okay. If you can go ahead and do it then.
Sure.
Okay. And that reminds me, I should do the same thing to the shady rest, the Tom down there.
We did last year.
Yeah, so I'll call off.
We can always use those things together.
They're really handy to give out.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you to people.
Yeah, the ones who work 4 hours straight and things like that.
Yeah. Okay, I did that.
So that takes care of food, then we should be okay on food.
Okay. Okay, so shovel, we talked about that, it's confirmed, and track, and can the CDO there move up? Anyway, and it's tracked that down to shovel, so that's looking good.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Volunteers, don't think we need to worry about it yet, until we get another million charitable stuff to worry about, tracking a few people down a dozen or so. Well, actually, we've got 7 grade on the table, so we're halfway here already. Okay. Budget, I guess that would be fundraising. Mosaic, do you?
Mosaic, made the application a month ago, sent an email to Sam Jorgensen at the time, as we discussed last year. Didn't hear back, sent a follow-up last year, still haven't heard back, so next step's a phone call.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we're early days yet, so.
Yeah, that's a long time. I see 90 days as the sort of action time. Right? Like now we kick it the gear. But
yeah.
So that's obviously a phone call in the next few days. I think that's just to confirm. I'm not concerned, but now that we know.
Okay. any fundraising efforts, contests that anyone's made in the last while? We did look at the foundation that Gabe decided it may have been. Yeah. Yeah. It may have been by, it wasn't the best match, and we were really short. The town was fat, but I'm not sure.
That's very good.
Much appreciated. That's true, the town all this time. We don't have any big expenses this year, really. I don't think. We should talk about first aid now, though.
First aid has been contacted and they're committed. They do it for a donation, which I said we'll do the same as last year, which I think was 350. We tried the fire department, and they're not in that business. That's unfortunate, but we'll be happy to see you guys.
Okay.
They're very hungry when they come. No more t-shirts. They got all the t-shirts. But they're contacted and they're committed.
Okay. Displays and vendors and entertainment and activities. So let's think we'll start with music, Ken.
Hey, we're rocking and rolling along. My budget should be $800, give or take a few pennies, but
sounds good.
Yeah. We're moving along, we're fine. I'm just fine tuning the schedule.
Okay.
And I'll have that for next meeting.
Okay. That sounds good. Ready? How are you doing on kites?
We have kites.
What do you have?
Fellow that was Kiter Wayne,
yeah.
Just had the stroke. Anyway, he held back some kits that he was going to use for his own use. I have managed to procure those. We're good for this year. We're working on next year. But we're good for this year.
Excellent. As agreed, we'll get LIT to work with you as we get closer.
Yeah. And we need, well, we'll still need them because we always need all hands on deck. But through Wayne, we've got the usual ones that we build, but we've got about 25 where they're basically already done and they just have to put the stick in and tie the string on, and we're going to hold those back maybe for the younger kids that we end up building their portion anyway, and then that way they can feel like they're done.
And frankly, if you need some dedicated volunteers from the lodge or pool, we can put a call out for that too. Nothing, haven't gotten to you guys doing it. And MIT, if we need half a dozen people from general population, we can put the call up.
Yeah, well, it worked out fine with the young people last year. That was just enough to give us that little extra boost that we needed.
Okay,
to the sheriff's system?
Yeah.
I don't, not for this year, in connection, but the kite flyers of British Columbia, they like to meet once a year. They have an annual meeting here. And we're always looking for a forum. Now, the Lions no longer host Kite Fest. The city's going to be tearing that up in Marshall, the field. But it could be interesting if we could talk to some of their coordinators to see if they might want to have their get-together on the same weekend, which would help business in town here, and they have those humongous kites.
Oh,
that
yeah.
would be perfect because
yeah.
they have a little time.
Yeah. The other thing would be, would it interfere with the paragliders?
Oh, terrified of that.
But, I mean, other than that, I think it would be a great
thing. There's a lot of space in the beach.
Yeah.
You get to go down the pole.
Yesterday when I was at the Parsville Park, there was a huge whale, a couple of monsters flying around, and they were 8-10 feet big. They were awesome.
Oh, they're amazing.
No, and again, the kite flyers, they, again, not having a form, they do like coming to the island.
Yeah.
To have their annual meetings, and that this could be a good segue. Again, obviously being cognizant of the fact that maybe it may not be the perfect scenario.
No, I think it would be a great thing because the kids would love it.
Yeah, do you have any contacts in
that? I actually, yeah, because that's, I mean, we dealt with them on a regular basis with the Lions, so.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk.
Sure. I'll start it for next year. That's for this year.
Yeah, but is that just to get any kites up there, the big professional kites? Because they do incredible things.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Well, the local kite club is folded.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. And that was one of the reasons why is that they lost their showcase.
Yeah. Mm. And that's why we've been having supply shoots between strokes and folding and everything else, so.
Okay.
Yeah, the good ideas for maybe next year, even a couple of displays, things would be really fun. If we complement the beach, and there's all kinds of space down towards the Shady Rest, so it would be good for the Shady Rest, too.
Exactly, spread the business down all the way along the beach.
Yeah.
Well, and it just draws attention. Yeah. Having those big kites up is fun, sure.
Okay, good idea. Okay, I'm just going to go through the the activity was now up to the spring team on the service list. They're all concerned. And I think the 911 science is also coming. I just learned that.
Mm-hmm.
I have not tracked down Skydive Vancouver Island yet. They're not responding to emails, but that's not unusual. They usually don't kick in until their season starts, so I'll try again. BLU Shellfish Creel, what was your sense? You talked to them.
I contacted both of them to know that I haven't received word back.
Oh, so we're still in it to be concerned.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sure shellfish people will come in.
Yeah.
No, they're not sure.
Yeah, no, they're not sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Coast Guard, any
news? Coast Guard, I reached out twice. I said it's a 30% chance still.
Yeah, but it's still just, if it comes, it's a bonus.
Well, yeah, and like an extra problem.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's right. They may show up at the last minute. Raven Song?
Raven Song, I've reached out as well. I haven't got a reply.
Okay.
Yeah. Check my internet connection.
No problem. And I contacted a group, an event I was at called Oceans Canada, which is about oceans. And I thought, how would you guys like to come share a beach day? And the lady involved is Dave Carter's Courtney Comox, so she's looking at it in their schedule. So they've got, it's really a great match because it's all ocean stuff. So shells and things like that. I said, we need you. So they're looking seriously at it. So that will be to be confirmed after the next meeting. So. Okay, so entertainment, once we got here. Okay, so we should move to anything else, entertainment?
Entertainment clowns, concert committee.
What's that?
You're doing entertainment still?
Yeah.
Okay. I think the clowns have committed.
Oh, clowns.
Clowns? Do you want them?
Yeah.
There are some clowns.
Clowns are coming?
Yes. So they're recruiting, trying to remember. There are two of them left. Nice. You got a lot of them.
Okay.
So that's great. Okay,
I know you're back. And I got something for Peter, too. I was digging in the mailbox. I thought this is something that Peter's always used in the past, so I thought it might be good for entertainment this year.
You want me to use it?
Well, I should be finding use for it somehow. Or maybe it's for our people who are going to be going up and down the waterfront.
It's a lot better than just a whip trying to get people in line. It's a lot more genteel
themselves. Waterfront walkers, wasn't that what we called them? Waterfront walkers?
That's the billboards and
the billboards.
What specifically are you looking for on the billboards? Is it just for like information, or would you have a schedule, or what? That's I think what I was wondering about with the.
Good question.
No, I think maybe a list of the entertainers would be nice when we find their way.
Yeah. You're right, because it's definitely the biggest question. I mean, he also asked you, when is the skydiver starting? You don't know. You know, so only to think that timing on through that year, yeah, it's just the timing event.
Yeah, that was the question I was afterwards. I'm like, I don't know exactly what you want on there, but I can definitely look at some.
Because the people will know where event activities are, right?
Yeah.
They'll say, yeah, if you want to, there's some chances at the end and so forth. But,
yeah.
So I think you're right, Ken. I think it's the time, when there's a time sensitive information that people may want to know about.
Well, and you were saying, you know, people always ask, which I would imagine would be about the shuttles and about the skydivers, and you could just say that they're, you know, on a continuing basis. That could just be a little note on there so that it might fit somebody out and answer a bunch of this question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a map. I mean, we'll have a big map, but we'll try and get a great big town printed map and put it up, you know, on a couple of locations.
Mm-hmm.
So people can look at it and see where they want to go and see things. We'll do that this year. Yeah, so once Ken gets the schedule done, we can just get that printed onto a nice thing, and then we can just carry it or wear it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're open to ideas.
Let's go that way. Working on it.
Are you going to dump tank at the under tank?
Yeah, dump tank is under.
If you have the tank from the operator, is out of town this year. Remember Angie?
Yeah.
She can't make it. Sure. That's a 4-hour job, so if anyone knows that's actually a safety oriented job. So keep that in mind. We'll be looking excited. The leaders in training help.
Yeah.
But they
shouldn't be there.
They're still with them.
That's right.
Yeah.
So there's nobody else there that can tell the mission?
In terms of
setting it up.
Well, the setup is there. It's just who operates it for the 4 hours and who takes.
Oh, because Andy has a better time of it.
No, no. Andy cannot come this year. Andy was the one who she's the firefighter from Coombs.
Yeah, right, right.
And very capable, right?
Okay.
But we'll be looking for someone new. If anyone knows of anyone who is active and mature. She's very assertive. She's got short kids. She's got water issues. She's got falling off issues. So you want someone there who can
handle
the situation.
You want someone with that background, don't you, who really be able to take control of a potentially risky situation.
And absolutely. And to know the boundaries and that sort of thing. So I'll just, and, you know, we're not going to resolve it right now, but I'm just going to throw that out there in terms of that's sort of another level of volunteer that we'd be looking for.
I'm thinking of people like the people I do at CrossFit or the fire department or the athletics club, you know, people who are coaches and things like that would have the kind of coach knowledge.
I know some people with that, that dash with fire department, something like that. Yeah. That similar sort of personality would be a good thing. Okay, let me.
Even the Hayden's Fire Credit Club, you know, maybe there's...
Yeah, absolutely, you know, that's a great idea. Yeah.
But then, actually, that would give them a connection to the Dunstan Valkyrie and the Race on the Credit Club.
Well, give them a volunteer opportunity.
They could engage.
They can have a BAPA booth as well, right? But one of theirs...
How about that?
That's excellent. That's a good idea.
Okay, so this is here, you're looking for someone who's a little bit like behind the ears. That's good. I just want to try to understand.
That's too...
You're not on that ball today.
That's pretty, you're on fire.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay, so we said we're going to do bubbles, we've got traffic watch. Let's go through the list here. Yeah. Okay. So, who's going to run the ball for that? Oh, is it self-friendless?
Lit by LIT.
Yeah. Okay, so it's LIT. Okay.
Can we put through, we should get treats for that this year, right? Remember we had to run out in the middle of
it. Oh, I asked for those certificates before I was green. Right?
Oh, you're talking about that work. Well, that's a lot of ice cream to give up.
Well, we don't have to do it with everybody, you know, but we can take periods of time and see how we're going.
Well, we can buy those big boxes.
Well, we went looking for them last year too late. We ended up with corn chips, which was less than satisfying. It's not the same, is it?
No.
But
they have the smaller ones.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to hand out a lot of things to a lot of people. So the small cones, but to be redeemed that day at the shore is a different thing, right? Because they're congested anyway.
I know, it's a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
I agree. You need a box.
I think icicles.
Yeah.
And we can get those if we find them.
Yeah.
That's easy.
We have the electrical and everything hooked up. That will take
a
freezer if you had one.
I'll take that on. We'll talk to you up and get them in cost or whatever. They'll be happy to do that.
Anybody need a power source? I got my little lithium ion battery that will run it for the afternoon.
What do you want?
Can you put out those that are powered?
A nice box.
The shutters that are very situated in your panel? Not really.
No,
it is not.
The cutting seam is farther.
We got a nice box with a couple of milk jugs that are frozen.
That'll
be fine.
Good idea. Okay.
Because do you think any icicles the preheats would be just perfect, right? They don't need
so you're going to have someone with scissors. You know how it's
always
going
to get
them. I don't know. That's the only thing I do. Maybe it's hard to open them sometimes. And then you'll have the garbage. That's the only thing.
That's the most
garbage.
So whether you have a garbage can beside wherever you're giving them out to.
Yeah.
And ask to bring it back, or...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know. It could be a variety of things, Maybe just some little, choking candies. Or, just a little... You can get a lot of things individually wrapped now, too, but then you just have the garbage aspect of it.
Okay.
Cookies. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay, well.
That'll be a little bit more expensive to go average. But even Costco have the smaller ones, you wouldn't want the big ones.
Smaller freezies?
I'm pretty sure that they have a smaller freezie.
Okay, great.
Yeah, where they're sort of half the size of the big ones.
No, I have been there in that series. Mini freezies it is, good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so are we okay on displays? We've got about 2,000, which is about the usual. And I think it's a good mix, so and you may find more pop up at the last minute. Okay, advertising, on-site radio, we talked about that.
Okay, so through the chair, they haven't come back to me yet, and it's not unusual. CC hired a summer student at Patterson, so they haven't responded confirming it. They have received it, they acknowledge that they received it, they just don't have anybody hired yet for the summertime. So I will follow up with them again.
Okay. And the banner has been found?
Yeah.
The missing banner?
Where was it?
I didn't know.
We're going to use our fall banner.
Did I see you listen to it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, did you find it in a box somewhere?
It was, what we do is we roll them all up and then at the bottom we put what they are.
Yeah.
And whoever rolled it up will roll it up the opposite way. So I had to, I was unraveling them to see and it was, yeah.
Okay.
That's simple. Yeah. Thank you for unraveling the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
So now that goes off, check, get the 21 put on? Is that the...
Yes, I'm going to drop it off to Brandy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No trouble. Good. Okay, PCB news insert. That's something we should have we talked to PCB news about doing that again? And if so, should one of us make that contact with the sales team there?
Well, I know through the share, there's been a lot of changes at the PCB news. So they laid off a lot of their staff because it's no longer Black Press. It's been bought out. Teresa's still there. She's still the publisher. But they, like most of the other folks, they give them packages.
They're creditor protection anyway, aren't
they? Yeah. Yeah, and that was part of the deal of them. So, like I said, they left a lot of folks go.
Teresa was the point person, I think, for this.
Yeah. Well, then, since she's still going to be the main contact.
So I think you should just reach out to see if they're interested, and if so, what the premise would be.
Would you like me to do that?
Oh, you know them,
right? Yeah, I know Teresa. Yeah.
Just to make you ask, I mean, are you interested in, you know, doing an interview meeting? And also, how do we go about putting it together? What would be your requirements?
It was a wrap, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the wrap, the inside wrap. Yeah. Because it is a nice feature.
It's nice pencil, the master.
It is, yeah. So I guess we can only ask and we'll see what they say.
Yeah, well, and to be fair, usually they like it because then they'll try to find some advertisers that pay for it.
Yeah.
We just did one for the foundation, and it was, it's $3,500 for the rack.
Yeah.
It's not cheap anymore.
So we supplied them with a lot of the, like we gave them a list of a lot of the people that would do ads.
And I think that would probably
be certain and they filled in what we didn't.
What you couldn't sell, yeah.
Yeah, so they gave us a price list. We went, we canvassed a few people that normally do it. And then, like, the office usually does the banner at the bottom and then a lot of individuals. And then anything that we had left, they went out and sold
on chance. Okay, no, I'll reach out to you. I'll reach out to you.
It would be asked
to. Or if they can say, no, we don't have it now, so.
Mm-hmm. So we'll find out.
I've gotten in with the billboard lady on the highway, in the news.
Ooh. Okay.
But, and we're running 3 ads right now, but I'm pretty sure if I could switch one out for like a month ahead and say, you know, Qualcomm Beach State, such and such a day, crowd sponsor, Remax or something. I could do that. But I will ask her if she'll just give one space to us. And I think it gets about 1,400 impressions a day.
Well, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially if there's an accident.
Yeah. And I have to look at that one screen. Yeah, we're the first screen, the digital screen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I'll return a call and have a conversation about that.
That's a good screen. Yeah, I'm talking about that too. Okay, that's why we have to leave. You all have all these ideas that pop up, right? Okay, super.
Mike, who bought the
Actually, there's three groups that have bought it. There's an investment house. There is, it's another media company from Lower Mainland, and it just escapes me the name of it.
Okay. Good.
But they've got, they're being financed by two other parties.
It must be in a chain or chain? No.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure.
I think they're the U.S., but Eastern U.S., but.
Actually, yeah, they're American.
Yeah. See, they've got, it doesn't bode well. It's not a great situation, right?
The changing media landscape, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough for the traditional media outlets, for sure. Alrighty, let me see, Facebook. Are we up to date on that, Randy, do you know?
We'll
make an impression to
It'd be nice to give her an idea of what to put up, like give her some specifics so she doesn't have to think
about it. Right. I didn't send you a note for that help today and things that were coming. How about I give that and say, come and we'll see maybe every month or week we can send some new people who are coming. So I'm sure concerned for getting an impression. Okay, Facebook ideas. Okay, I'll do that. Send it to you.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, the town website, I guess I thought there's a date on there.
That's so. Also Bernie, so the date's on there, and I don't know if they necessarily put anything else up on there.
Yeah, there's still a few months up there.
Okay, we'll show you that.
And we talked about Sandwich Boards and photographers, so I think we covered that a lot. We talked about Lions. Now, back to access to power and water, that's okay, I think, Janine. Mm-hmm. Everything's the same as last year, so, except it's concentrated at one end, where in the washroom top.
Yes.
And then down at the other end, it'd be
it's
going
to the central part.
So I think we're okay with that, those two options. Yeah.
And I bought 5 cords last year, but we only had 3.
Yeah.
So I just have extras in the truck, and if someone needs it, then we have that option.
Work as well.
And then the water.
The point of water, right? Up at the end, which is for the Aerosmith water people.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
So we have it right, were they right beside the washroom as well?
On the west side of the washroom.
On the west, that's
all
west.
Yeah.
And then, what was it, something came up last year about what to use for the water, was it the cups or anything like that? Like something, you can't remember.
It has to be tap water. The water on the other side isn't approved for human use, I think. But that side is, right?
Right. It's just, what do they put them in? They just fill out their bottles or do they have cups and stuff like that?
I think Agwell provided their own little cups last year.
Okay, that's right.
I think so. We should check on that, but I got the cups actually.
I think the town might have provided a cup.
This?
To them. Yeah.
Yeah, you mostly use ones that are easily recyclable. Or bring your own.
Yeah, or encourage people to bring their own. Fill their water bottles and stuff.
I'll check on that. See if Agwell's got
those. Okay. So that's the point. Just not even bringing it. I always fill my truck up. It's all the things that you need, and then I always have my truck on there. So.
Maybe look to myself next meeting, we should probably give some thought to the actual map layout. Begin to look at where things are going to be on the site. But I'll add that to the agenda maybe for next meeting. Is at the end, we'll put map designation, any changes, food trucks and things we can be to flesh out of it. Sees you, when you actually got a map to look at, you can understand how it all fits together. So.
Well, for sure, I mean, that was the one that thing that changed last year, because you want the Nazis right by the washroom, because they help patrol to make sure, because they kept picking people out of there that were trying to park illegally, plus they were right beside the water, and they were right beside the power. So it's a good place for them to be with Mark Cruiser, the RCAP Cruiser.
Yeah,
they got moved up a couple of ways, and then you had a few more issues there. And
yeah. The anomaly I noticed was the EVs coming in to use the EV charge. And you try and understand, I'm kind of a pro EV guy, but it was kind of, I'm not sure how to handle them because they were in an area not designated for parking, but there was EV parking, so they were plugging in.
Okay, well, this is an event, so I'm sorry, it's not happening right now. I need to go around the road. Like,
yes.
We did have to get rid of a couple of people first thing in the morning. And she's like, this is my routine. I said, well, are you just walking, you know? And she's like, I live right over here. I park it, I do it here, so I don't have to use my electrical.
That's not
an
excuse,
then.
Yeah.
Sorry, you're
going to
ask.
Sorry, that's not going to work.
And then we had the van, and I pulled the guy's number, and he came and got it. It was a van or something.
Yeah,
that's
right.
I just like, I just know that we're going to have to tow it unless she comes, and he's right there.
Maybe how that works. Motivation.
Yeah. I'm behind you, sure. Check the closing EVs off because they're not high-speed charges, but no one's coming on the way to quote me to getting 50 or 100 kilowatts. They're getting like 7. You're not going to get...
Can we put a garbage bag over it or something like that?
Sure, sure. I think that's a good idea. Plus, we're going to have the charging station available now on the other side of the visitor center.
Oh.
Now they move the truck. So you do have a charging station. So I would suggest just putting closing out of service.
Temporarily closed.
Yeah, at least you have something else that they can go to, because this is what they don't care about as long as they can.
If you want a fast charge, you've got them here and over a two rack. If you really want a charge to get on a highway again, level 2 charge, not the way.
But I mean, people that you say, I can charge it while I'm down there, that mean thing.
Yeah.
But it's just too suggestive, and that's also where the shuttle comes.
Yeah, I agree. So let's just plan if we can to just make it very clear that they're not in operation. How will we do that? Let's count for your advice.
I have a Friday afternoon so that people know you can hit them up there overnight type of thing. That's where the challenge is coming, right? And if they get used to parking on the weekend, it's hard to get them up, although your task was very, very much appreciated.
Good work.
Any other issues to your point, Janine, that we can improve from last year?
Just about that, like, because there was a little bit of confusion, people were coming for that, and sometimes it's just a no day.
It's not a fast charge. You won't get more than 20 kilometers anyway, so it's not going to, you're not going to get you anywhere in the half an hour you're there.
But when you tell people that, they just want to know, like, if you can tell them, like, you just go up the road, and you go here and here and here.
Yeah.
To give them options.
Okay. I noticed that there are new charges at the news now, high speed ones, so really getting better.
Sort of related to that, but not really. Those bollards we were talking about before, that will restrict the parking, parking that was in place. So does that change how we manage the traffic in the area and the transportation?
Yeah, I think maybe a good idea would be to put on the internet, like the Facebook and stuff, encourage the parking shuttle.
I really think we should be really focusing on advertising the shuttle.
As a very strong
piece. Because the chamber is going to be trying to do that for Moonlight Madness. They were looking at, because it's just physically, I mean, downtown there's not enough parking down the beachfront, but even less once you get a post center there for a couple of hours at a time.
And people are worked up a little bit about it, but we've only had that new parking down there for a year. So there is more parking than there ever has been before because they widened up all those spots.
And you know, it should, without people moving in and out from parallel parking, it should improve the flow. Maybe it's a great opportunity to focus on the shuttle.
Yeah. And then also just make it safer for people that were riding the bikes and things like that.
Oh, for sure. Bring your bike. I mean, I'll say that.
And also the other thing too that we have to take into account is that we have all those new walkways. There's like, what, 4 new crosswalks, all the way along there. It's a little bit sketchy because they're not lit or anything, and people, they get on the crosswalk, sometimes they just step out, and it's hard, like when you're going along there, it's only like 30, and people are walking off some of them, so it's going to be a little bit of a But we'll have the signs, signage, and it was the signage out last time, all the events and photographs and slogans and stuff like that, and then that's all we can do is put all the safety.
And through the chair, the speed watch will be there.
Yeah.
And they got permission from the RCMP to post last, for St. Andrew's Lodge, they posted 40 kilometer an hour signs. They do have 30.
Mm-hmm.
They're not enforceable, but that's all right. All you need is the first car to slow down to 30, and then everybody else will have to go the same speed. So, I mean, I don't
think he's been so...
Because they set up by the visitor center, and then they set up on the other end by D's. And again, the mountains, like you said, it's not enforceable, but that's forgiveness. So you can put those temporary signs up.
I think it can. I think you can, especially when you have signs on both sides. And another thing is maybe to encourage people to take depressants if they're not coming down the beach there. They're trying to get through. Take depressants and just bypass it completely.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of stuff that
you're doing. Just to me, I'm surprised at the number of bollards that are down there.
Yeah.
There's a long line of those guys.
It's a lot.
And when I was listening to the first presentation of the council,
mm-hmm.
I had no idea, you know, when I saw these things, they have so many.
Are you happy about that or not?
No, I wasn't, but I could tell them. I mean, I'm not a cyclist like you. I mean, obviously it's better than a cyclist, but I think it's...
You could be.
To the chair, one thing I've learned is never underestimate the stupidity of people. We've done cones to block, like you put the cones on, people will try to park in between them. So, unfortunately, you can't pick stupid, you just make it really hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, something will drive right all over, or take them all out.
They pop up.
Yeah.
They're like gas, they're supposed to be like
gas. Oh, I could have tried that. Now we know.
Yeah, so, and the one thing that I said when we were getting told about, I didn't realize it was that way either, to be true. But we were like, why didn't you get the same ones that you did at the end of the walk, you know, between the shady, you know, like that. And they put all those other ones there, and then people were just parking wherever. Anyway, but it's like, why can't it be the same one? But these ones are a bit shorter, and they are more noticeable, for sure. Because
they sound crazy.
Yeah. You have to listen.
Yeah, we'll check it out tonight.
Yeah.
So just further, that's going off on that. Are there bike racks at the shore already? Are there?
I believe we have one there.
We're encouraging people to come by alternative.
And I think there's shorter bike racks.
I don't know about putting an actual bike rack, but what they do up here for the triathlon is they take barricades and you can actually just
block them
up there. Yeah. They can lean them up against them.
And you know, in that parking area, I wonder if that's an opportunity. If we're going to encourage people not to bring their cars and have some...
Parking area?
Well, parking area where the food and then where the...
Yeah, that's
where we try to encourage tables there and things like that. Maybe some
room. There's space there.
There's lots of space.
Yeah, could we do something imaginative there with bikes and storage?
Then we could promote it.
I'll bring my bike down. I'm only a few blocks away, but being a truck, I'll just bring the bike. But very quick, right away, not just expensive, but I'd like to just have it safely stored somewhere.
Yes, sure. Where does the triathlon folks keep their riding?
We used to have, sorry, I know a little bit more about that, but
thank you.
They used to have it all their own racks, and then they just progressively started rotting and everything. They're all made with wood, and now they don't use them at all. We use barricades.
Perfect. Yeah. These are the metal ones that sort of...
No, they're just like, they just have them. How did they set them up? I can't remember now. They just stopped using them and we would drop them off. So I'm not sure how
they actually... We didn't tighten the map to put a bike parking area on out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Details to be worked out. Something that's nice, designated as such.
Yeah. Because most people want to be able to put their bikes on the standing.
Okay, so I have written that up, so I'll look into that, see what we can do for that.
Oh.
Because if they're injured, they'll have to stand or lean. That could be a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, just
it is the goal. We're not quite sure how to get there. We know the area. Not quite sure what it will look like, but it'd be nice. Yeah, something that you could, but they fall over a lot. Bicycles are very tangly things. They've got pedals and, you know, it's going to be something that's really,
it's got to be strong enough to pull them and secure enough that people will lose their bike.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing.
Well, that's what their chains are, I mean, so that'll prop it up, but they're in so far.
Yeah.
It could be, the first time, it doesn't matter if it's a bit messy, right? And if they overlap a bit, people will figure it out. There won't be 300 bikes there.
So do you feel it's a safe enough spot to put it by the food, like between that grass area and that?
On the pavement there?
On the pavement?
I think people carry chains and locks now.
Okay.
It's just what they carry in their backpack. So, you know, and you may even, with what's going on across the street with the ballers, you may even be able to get a few families cycling down, you know, they bring their kids and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, they won't reach critical mass this year, so see how it goes.
Yeah. You know, really, when you think about it, it's an ideal spot is behind those ballers because people are driving, nobody's going to be able to park back there, and it's like open spaces.
So you put them back there,
I don't know, just because there's nothing now that's
been
spot, and they have to park
there.
Just depends on what we can find for that. But okay, so that will be something that I'll be looking at. I'm confident with the electrical and I'm confident with all the water stuff, got that going on. I'm going to have to find out who I would ask about the electrical charging station to be at exhibition for that day. I think it's a good idea to do it prior to, say, on Friday. And then in the past, we've been just using all those delineators across the whole thing with the string. Or actually, we never did the string. We just put all the signage. Please do not, you know, this is an event for the next day, and we put them up the night before. Our janitor usually does. Is that working? Can we keep that going?
It wasn't that many, just a few vehicles
that
were still there. Most people.
Yeah. Most people just come.
We listen to
what. And we took the thing down so that people talk.
Right.
Because most people set it up.
Yeah, and you pull them all in.
And then you pull them out. And it gives people a couple hours to get their car out of there.
Yeah, it's true. And then, do you know, I myself don't have them, but do you, anybody pick up any of those pieces of, laminated signage that said, do not park here, you know, early morning, event? I'm just wondering if there's a stack of them somewhere, because I think
I do. I don't know. Do they still have any of those from the Thursday market? Because I don't think they're running anymore, so. Gene Young might know. They used to have those signs for downtown.
Right, and no parking here after 5:30 or whatever. I think in the past we have used those, but we felt like the delineators definitely stopped people from doing it.
Yeah, I think so.
Because those signs that we have, I think we have 8, and even if you put them, you know, they would still be quite a ways away from each other. I don't know if people would listen, that's all. I mean, it's not a biggie, I guess. Like, is it worth putting them out at all? Or what do you feel, like knocking on the doors in the morning? You know?
Dark heat, I think that's the way to go.
Some
people are there. You can always, they wake up after a while and peer around. There's all these faces looking through the window. It was
I remember that particular night before last year, that the sunset was so gorgeous. Yeah. There were so many people down at the beach. And that was cool. They knew that they had to move. They weren't staying. But I mean, it was just, it doesn't stop you from enjoying the night before the event.
No.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, because we didn't, before we had strung them all, and that's just like, don't come here kind of feeling.
Yeah.
But those were like, yeah, you can come and hang out, but, you know, we'd rather be out of here by the morning.
Yeah. We moved on, so, you know, cool. Setting up around
8:99
in the morning, right? So. Most people are awake by then. Is that a special time? You know, for setting up?
Didn't we have a van last year that had, like, clothesline and everything like that? It's not that it's so good. It took them quite a while to get their stuff packed up.
And just moved down the beach with it.
Like, you didn't leave the side, it's not a problem.
Yeah, I think at 8 a.m. is a good starting point. We'll be hopping up an hour excitement by any means.
Having the new co-op station in Kuala Lumpur, I'm just on their website, they've got a Mid-Island Co-op Community Supporting Fund for under $1,000. So we have $800. We should be able to get that from them.
And it's usually within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Did we try last year and they said no? That we weren't quite a good match for what they wanted to do.
Okay. Were they open in town last year?
I think they just are.
I think we did. My memory is failing.
That sounds familiar.
I think it was into the criteria, and we weren't really a good match. They're really looking for, you know, more socially engaged things.
Get a booth, they.
Yeah.
Do you
want to
try them again, or?
Yeah, I'll give
them a shot. Yeah, why don't you ask? Sure. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. They're a pretty little gas station.
You wait to get the liquor store.
Are
they playing liquor store? I heard that was just rumors.
Is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, that's part of their strategic plan.
They want
a fuel no matter what.
There's better margins on booze than gas too, especially.
But we don't. The only private liquor store we have is the Shady on the waterfront.
Okay. Well, I've been twice in there. I haven't moved one car there, and the charging stations weren't open yet, and neither is the drive-through.
Sure. Where's this?
Oh, is this the one you were talking about? Oh, sorry.
No, the one down here.
Oh, okay. I was talking about that one, like.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
Oh, is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty fancy. Yeah. And they have the really fast charging electrical, like 5 or 6 of them. And then they're gonna have
just a bad one.
It's unreal. It has a big fountain that you have to drive around to get through the drive through, which isn't open yet, but it'll be AW.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna be so busy with all the campers and
I think that's good. Table chairs and tents, I think we discussed that last time. I agreed we had enough in scope.
Are they true?
And when we get to the next map, we'll start to kind of do the detail work next month.
So when you do order them to get picked up, do you think you'll be doing that again this year? Is that up to us to order the 45 chairs, or is that something we do, and then we pick them up? Last year I picked them up, I do know that. You ordered it?
Okay. Not just in the lakes, but last year the three of us did the pre and post for the tables and things like that. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty darn sore. Is there any chance of getting some younger volunteers to help us out as well?
The chair, maybe this is one of those things where you can approach even though it's off season, KSS, maybe some folks in their football team would like to. Tell them it's an exercise. We're having training camp.
Because I always ask if you guys want the other tables, because the tables I bring are very heavy. Mm-hmm. But you guys always prefer the heavy ones because of the wind and...
Exactly.
We get them through the church and museum, right? Yeah. I hear football team project is a wonderful thing, so I'm going to write that down. So you're right, it's out of season, but maybe there's an opportunity to go through a teacher or something.
Volunteer fireman.
I
think for the share rental, the 45 shares go on the east side, where the bandstand is, where the stage is. So they're all in one spot. We don't have to mix them up.
I think we did that last year.
Yeah.
Feel like they're all in one spot.
Okay.
They didn't go on as easy as they came off. Like, to stack them, they were perfect, and then when you throw them back on,
you're tired when you put them on. You're full of energy.
You got one off, and that's it. You're off.
Completely. Okay, but are we going to order 45 chairs, or is that...
We ordered them, from Black and White.
That's right. Yeah.
I can take care of that.
Okay.
I just need to know...
when and where it's
I picked them up last year.
Okay.
And so then we bought them from Triple whenever she you went. Peter picked them up 1 year and then I'm. So I think I just pick it up. You know.
That's because they are.
I feel like I got them and they were sitting in the back of my truck for like Friday. I picked them up Friday and they just stayed in my truck until Sunday. I have so much stuff in there that's.
And then you guys, I think you dropped them off.
I dropped it off on Monday.
So we'll be older earlier. We won't have to go to the house again. Yeah.
That's what I suggest. We don't want to have to go to the
house. I'll put that on my list to do before next Monday.
I feel like we should purchase for the cow. But that's another whole thing. So like we should have those.
Yeah, we thought if you take a look at the cost every year, you end up, you can buy the wretched thing. Well, Peter, for example, a whole bunch of them. A deal for the town mayor a few years ago, $3 each, so they have shares. So,
oh, that's a leader, though.
Yeah. All the yellows. They came from Bowser.
Oh. Yeah. Are those the ones that were upstairs?
No,
at the train station?
Well, these are the ones that were at the train station, yeah.
No ones. They're smaller, right?
They're plastic with the metal frames.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they're all down there. Are they still in there or not?
Well, I don't know. I can't say for sure.
You should find out where they are.
Well, you know where all the stacks are. They're all up through it. They've all been moved. Then, but at the putting green, I did notice the other day that it's still at the train station.
Right.
And the bamboo sticks are still at the train station.
Similar.
But every time we take stuff, we're trying to get it up at Burwich. Basically.
Yeah.
But I will look for the folding chair that you said, because I think that that's something that we should have, because we have to move chairs all the time for different events.
Yeah.
Move chairs.
And Ben, thanks for reminding us about the bamboo flags. We have bamboo poles with pretty little red and colored things on the end. We stick them along the waterfront.
It's been Cheryl's time to avoid the water lines, so that's great.
So far, that's worked out very good.
Haven't
had no gushers just yet.
Yeah, but we do have the flags and the bamboos rolled up, I think. So, fair job, too. That's a good job for people to say, like, you stick them on and stick them into the hole. And, all right. I think then that covers it for this month. Roundtable, anything we missed?
Do we still have the wire brackets? Are they up at the
door?
Open signs.
Yes, we have a lot of them. Yeah, we have them all. We had 1, 2, 32 last year.
Yeah.
We have more than that, but that's what we used last year. If you need more, we have more.
We lose a few every year.
Yeah. They get bent.
And they're open.
Yeah.
So, yes, we still have them. That's not a problem.
Okay.
1 to 32 is what we used last year, so if there's any more, we have to pass you it.
Do we have enough t-shirts? Do we have enough t-shirts?
Yes.
Yeah?
We have about 20 or so t-shirts. And I think we're using, we'll have 20 new volunteers this year, so I think that's
okay.
Okay, so we're coming up to the hour, which is our goal. Next meeting would be, what's the official, we have it set last night, didn't we? Let's choose it.
Yeah, we were having it.
All little things for fire by them.
Who are you on out there? It says, Olivia's going to say.
I'm here now. It's the May 21st at 10 a.m. in the committee room at Town Hall.
I won't be there. I'll be in cruising with Alaska. So I won't be here, but Brandy is trying to keep me right on top of everything. And then I'll be back in June.
Sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yes, she is.
And I guess we have a journey.
I have one question. Don't wonder, Janine.
Okay.
We haven't done this the last couple of years, but anyhow, this is worth while the town was set up a kiosk down there for that day. They have a message to pass on.
And don't complain.
Yeah, a non-complainant
A non-complainant food.
Right. On my part, that's a question. I don't know if it's worthwhile. We had difficulty getting an agreement on that initially.
But we just don't know what we would do.
Well, it depends. You have a message about the notepad type of thing. Waterfront, concerns.
I think some fields they have a very open access to
already. Yeah.
I don't know if they want to spend the weekend sitting at a booth.
We've been trying to do it for family day because over the years we've done that. And we can get it together for that.
Yeah.
I would like, let's plant some sunflowers right now. And then we can wait, you know. But whatever. So now I just drop off soil and sunflower seeds and take it from there. But yeah, I don't know. I think there was something specific we could do to
It's also a manpower issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are pretty short staffed now, like, and the help that we get are normally new every year. So people that are running it, like myself, we just don't have a ton of people on the weekend.
Just a thought.
I should have used it earlier on Peter. Okay, do we need a vote to adjourn the meeting?
Yeah,
okay. Hands of yes. All in favor. Thank you very much, everyone. See you.
Thank you.
Thank you.